Track 4, Michelin Men. Norfolk's two Michelin-starred restaurants have racked up over 30 years at the top of the tree. Tessa Allingham meets the men who make the magic happen.
Norfolk's Michelin Men are separated by 20 miles of glorious, tire-tread-wearing coast road. One, Kevin Mangiolis, owns the Neptune restaurant with rooms in Hunstanton with his wife Jackie. The other, Galton Blackiston, owns the Country House Hotel, Morstan Hall. Deemed by the purveyor of tyres to be amongst the best places to eat in the country, these two restaurants have between them clocked up 34 years of uninterrupted Michelin stardom in Norfolk. Big deal? Yes, says Galton, who has held a star since 1999. It's the gold medal of cooking. Of course, every ambitious chef wants a star. His and Kevin's places are among just 158 one-star restaurants in the UK, according to Michelin's Red Book. Just 20 get two stars, and 7 get three. The star denotes a very good restaurant in its category. Michelin is tight-lipped about what its mystery inspectors like. Contrary to popular belief, wine lists don't have to be of biblical proportions. A guest's designer handbag doesn't need to be offered its own little stool. And neither tablecloths nor service need to be stiff-starched. The food doesn't even have to be classical French, but it does have to be consistently very good. It's a level of quality, says Kevin, having held a star at the George Hotel on the Isle of Wight between 1995 and 2007. He and his wife Jackie, she was also the hotel's general manager, left to open the Neptune, starred since 2009. That doesn't mean to say there aren't good places without a star, but it's security that you're going to have a meal cooked properly, and that if you go back, you will again have a good meal. The skill at this level is cooking fish perfectly all the time, in making sauces taste nice all the time. Galton agrees. I'm never 100% sure what Michelin want, but I do know they like consistency. Michelin-starred restaurants vary in style, but they are consistent. Neither chef, each claims, cooks for Michelin. One of my favourite things to tell my young chefs is that I've had a frickin' Michelin star longer than most of you have been alive, says Galton. But I actually don't think about Michelin ever. I know what standard we're at and what standard we need to remain at. We never stray. If anything, we want to improve. I'm still ambitious. There are times I look at dishes and think, that's really, really strong. Higher than one star. Kevin keeps in mind the words of one inspector offered years ago. They told me this, make your restaurant full, cook well, and you'll get the recognition you deserve. When you don't have a star, that's the most irritating thing. But it's true. The star should be a byproduct of your cooking. After 18 months like no other, just remaining in business is an achievement. Hospitality's relentless battering by COVID, hard on the heels of Brexit, have been well documented. Navigating closures and reopenings, changing regulations, grants, loans, pings, supply chain uncertainty, and acute staff shortages. Galton says he's always looking for bright, ambitious people for the kitchen has been mind-bogglingly complex. Since the easing of lockdown, a pent-up hunger to eat out has meant both the Neptune and Morstan Hall are pretty much full until the end of the year. It's been famine then feast, says Galton. I've never known anything like it. Guests, he says, have been amazing. I make a point of talking to every single one. People are kind, generous. We've never sold so much Morstan champagne. Kevin comes out of the kitchen too. He didn't used to like that, but feels it's important to connect with guests, to thank them. The pandemic has given both chefs time to reflect. Both are nearing 60, but both are as committed as ever to staying at the top of their game. Kevin would rather still work nights and weekends doing the job he loves than put his feet up in front of the telly. He is optimistic. It's resilient, is hospitality, and it will find a way through. He decided to close Sunday, Monday, just before COVID, and Morstan Hall will close on Mondays from February. Being full is amazing, but we have to give staff a break, Galton says. Galton is back in the kitchen more than ever as he helps Liam Goldstone settle in as head chef following the departure of Greg Anderson, who left to open Meadow Suite, a restaurant with rooms in Holt, with his partner and Morstan Hall's former hotel manager, Rebecca Williams. Liam's a great guy, says Galton. He's been Michelin here, there and everywhere. Joined as sous chef in July 2020. He brings loads of enthusiasm, wants Morstan to be his thing, like it was with Greg. He's organised and confident without being arrogant. Menu simplification is on the cards too. Galton tips Meadow Suite, he calls it a mini Morstan, to win Norfolk's next Michelin star. Kevin agrees, adding Socius in Burnham Market, and is taking note of his former head chef's approach. He's putting just one fish on, with just one sauce. That's really nice, a real focus on the ingredient, like we do here. He pauses, pondering the merits of simplicity. You know, I don't think we overcomplicate. Maybe we did sometimes, and lost chefs because the workload became too much. But yeah, maybe we should take a leaf out of Greg's book, pay back a little. You know, we'll do a fish course with 4-5 different elements, maybe with violet artichoke and a tomato fondue. An artichoke takes time, the tomato fondue takes forever. You've got to prep the fish, and that's just one dish. And you think, crikey, that's too much work. They've got pommes souffle on tonight. That's a 3-hour job, however good you are, for just one element on one dish. Will people enjoy a simpler menu? Will Michelin approve? I think so, says Galton. It'll be subtle. Sometimes we go from 3 canapés to 2 substantial ones. I sometimes wonder if we should stop the pre-dessert. I think we're all looking to simplify. Kevin's menu is by necessity simpler because he cooks solo, but he too is aware of the importance of offering food that's right for the times. In hard times, people want comfort. They don't want to be inspired. They want to feel happy, satisfied. He recalls working at an Edinburgh restaurant in the late 1980s, at the height of Nouvelle Cuisine. The Scottish head chef would have his brigade turning vegetables with immaculate precision. I remember him storming round, roaring, "Turned vegetables are going to be an effing feature of this kitchen." He'd have us do them time and time again until they were perfect. I'm from Yorkshire. I hate waste, and the waste you create by turning veg. It's not satisfying either. No doubt Kevin's braised pork jelly served with straight-up veg and a subtly spiced consommé would have been anathema to that Edinburgh chef. The dish is new to the menu and reflects how Kevin cooks at home and his love of Southeast Asian flavours. I've always been nervous of putting it on because I don't want to be seen as a fusion chef. But I love it, and guests do too. To me, that's reason enough to cook something. No doubt he can also do it consistently well.